ZAGP is composed of five livestock value chains, and I represent the dairy. In this project, we have 7 million euro, which are going to assist all players in the dairy value chain. So we have exhaustive training programs that we have for small-scale farmers, for transporters, for milk brokers, for everyone that in the value chain. We also got a program where we are going to lobby for the reduction in the cost of doing dairy. So what we also have is we have matching grants. So in our matching grants, we have three windows. The first window is for large-scale farmers and large-scale processors. And in this case, we have 800,000 euro, which we are going to assist, like I said, these large-scale farmers, large-scale processors, on a 50-50 match. This is strictly for equipment and infrastructure. So if any large-scale farmer, large-scale processor identifies an equipment that they want to buy, we give them a 50% grant value of that equipment, then they make you the other 50%. Of course, we're expecting that they should not sell that equipment within the life of the project. That is after 2022. Then window two is for small-scale processors and milk collection centers. Here we have 350,000 euro, and here we have a 70-30 match. So if those guys identify any equipment that they require, we give them 70% grant of the value of the equipment. They contribute 30%. The last window, we have the small-scale farmers. It's a total of 1 million euro, and again, the 70-30 match. So whatever they require, we give them a 70% grant, and they contribute 30%. So that's on the infrastructure and equipment. We also have 500 heifers, which we are going to match with both DRP and our dairy processors. So whoever wants to buy animals for their farmers, they can come and match. So we match animal to animal. So whatever they buy, we also match with equivalent amount of animal. We also got semen, up to 8,000 straws of semen, of which 4,000 are sexed and 4,000 are conventional. We also work with our farmers so that at least they get low-cost semen during the life of this project, and also low-cost dairy animals using our matching grant facility. And we are saying all these interventions that we are doing, we expect at least 50% women and youth to be assisted in this program. We are going to advertise our matching grant facilities hopefully this or next week, so that people start applying and then we start disbursing the funds. And in terms of livestock, once we finalize our processes, we should be able to then start giving out the animals to the of course purchase, but the price will be not the current market values of the animals.